that music, it's Theater Thursday. We are welcoming once again J. Wynn Russick, our theater critic, for another review. We are looking this week, Judy, at Spring Awakening at the Spotlighters Theater. It's a Tony Award-winning musical, but it's not a traditional musical. What particular challenges does it present for a community theater?
Well, Rob, this is a musical that is challenging on any level, and more so for a community theater. It did win the 2007 Tony Award for Best Musical, and it also won for Best Book by Stephen Sater and Best Score by Stephen Sater and Duncan Sheik. It's a musical adaptation of an 1891 German play of the same name by Frank Wedekind. It's a play about teenage angst and sexuality in a very repressive society. So for starters, it requires a cast that is primarily young, and Spotlighters has that. What also distinguishes this musical and makes it especially challenging, though it is set in the late 19th century, the score has a 21st century sensibility, and any theater producing it has to get both of those right. The score is rock music. It's music that is used, interestingly, to convey the character's inner thoughts. The musical director, Michael Tan at Spotlighters, and his band do a really good job. The way this music functions, the characters sing the frustration they've got bottled up inside. They sing what they don't understand. They sing what troubles them most. And the way they move on stage also reflects all of this. Their body language becomes their inner raging hormone-fueled thoughts. The Spotlighters production is directed by Gillian Locklear Bowersfeld and choreographed by Anne Morrow Bell. And they have created movement that is frenetic but organic and very carefully synchronized. Spotlighters is also in the round, as you may know, so this movement becomes even more challenging. I'll give you an example of the way this works at its best. The third song in the show is called The Bitch of Living, and it's a number performed by students in an all-male school. They enter carrying their desk chairs. They set them up in two rows, back-to-back, diagonally across the Spotlighter stage, and they move with this angry, synchronized choreography and syncopated foot stamping. They rotate the rows of chairs. At the end of the number, one of the main characters, Melchior Gabor, who's played by Sean Dinan, leaps up, and in midair, he kicks one of the columns at the corner of the stage. So there's a lot of energy, there's a lot of angst in the characters' movements.
So is there a central plot, though? I mean, is there a sort of an arc of a story here?
Oh, definitely. There actually are a few sort of interwoven plots about teenagers in a provincial German town. The show starts with a girl named Wendla, and she is asking her mother to tell her the facts of life, but her mother is way too prudish to give her any kind of full or honest answer. And that turns out to have dire consequences when Wendla gets together with Melchior Gabor, the most promising student in class and also the most precocious and outspoken. Melchior writes an essay about sex at the request of his friend Moritz Stiefel, who is every bit as in the dark about sex as Wendla, and that essay also turns out to have dire consequences. So they're interlocking plots. Moritz Stiefel, the worst student in class, he's this brooding boy who's terrified of failing and disappointing his parents, who are very, very stern. There are eight other teenage characters, and there are two actors who play all of the adult characters. They play teachers, they play parents. All of these adults are very blind and very unbending when it comes to understanding or even being able to communicate with their own children. Rob, I brought a clip of Jim Baxter as Moritz Stiefel at the lowest ebb of his young life, and you're also going to hear Ellen Manuel.
Now you can hear the angst. We're listening to Jim Baxter and Ellen Manuel in Spring Awakening at the Spotlighters. Judy, you said most of the characters are young and the cast is young. This show would seem to put a lot of demands on young actors. How does the cast do overall?
Well, the actors playing teenagers are not all actually teenagers. The two that we just heard are a little bit older. But looking through this program at the Spotlighters, you see that three of these are current undergraduates at Towson University. Two just graduated from Calvert Hall High School, where the director was head of the theater program. The actress who plays Vendla just graduated from Johns Hopkins. And they all capture the attitudes and anxieties, the overwrought emotions of teenage characters who find themselves on the verge of adulthood with not a bit of adult preparation. Jim Baxter, whom we just heard, who plays troubled Moritz Stiefel, gives him this nervous, awkward portrayal. He wrings his hands. He blinks his eyes. You can hear the desperation and nerves in his voice. I think you could hear a bit of that in that recording. And all of this increases as the show goes on. I have to say, though, much of the acting and all of the movement is impressive. The singing varies a bit. Some have a bit of trouble staying on pitch. However, one of the strongest vocalists is Allison Camato, who plays Vendla. She shines in the show's opening number. This is a number that sets the tone for this great divide between these curious, confused teenagers and very rigid adults. Here she is performing that opening song.
That's Allison Camato and Spotlighter's production of Spring Awakening. Judy, this subject matter appears to be rather sensitive, or at the very least suggestive. Do we need to issue a caveat?
Oh, absolutely. Wedekind's play, in fact, was banned in a lot of places, beginning in Germany, and Spotlighter's has a warning that it's not for children under the age of 13. This is not salacious material, we should say. Wedekind was writing a cautionary tale, but it is adult subject matter. It's a dark musical. There's no question about it. I went to it with someone who didn't know much about the show. The title, Spring Awakening, sounds very upbeat and cheery. Don't be fooled. This is very tough stuff. And the fact that you may come away a bit stunned is really a credit to the Spotlighters production.
Oh, thank you, Judy. Yeah. So that's Spring Awakening at the Spotlighters Theater, running through July 30th. And so what will you and Tom be discussing here next Thursday, Judy?
Next week, we're going to be discussing Fallout at the Vagabond Players. It is the only full production in this summer's Baltimore Playwrights Festival. So looking forward to that.
Okay, thanks, Judy. See you next week. Thanks to Eddie's of Roland Park for providing lunch for our guests today. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features a variety of sandwiches and salads, all listed on their website, Eddie's of Roland Park. A reminder that tomorrow on midday, it's the Friday News Wrap with guest host Nathan Sterner moderating a review of the week's top news stories with panelists Julie Rovner, Andy Green, and conservative columnist Richard Cross. Stay tuned for Here and Now, coming up right after the NPR newscast. Thanks for being with us. I'm Rob Sivak, in for Tom Hall. Have a great day and stay cool out there.